Returning now to our lead story in the lower-than-expected growth figures for the Australian economy. The GDP figures for the June quarter show the economy grew by just 0.2%. The Federal Treasurer, Joe Hockey, has been speaking to reporters in Sydney. And for more on how he's interpreting the numbers, we're joined by our political reporter, Naomi Woodley. Naomi, what is the Treasurer saying about these figures? Has he found a way to talk them up?
Well, Eleanor, as you'd expect from the Federal Treasurer, yes, he has. He's pointed to the fact that the Australian economy is still growing, despite the biggest fall, in his words, in terms of trade in more than 50 years. And he points out that that means that as a nation, Australia's had 24 consecutive years of economic growth, and that's second only to the Netherlands in a world term. So, yes, he is pointing to a more annualised figure, the fact that the economy is still growing. Like Treasurers before him, he's pointed to the fact that the quarterly figures, in his words, can sometimes be a bit volatile. But yes, he is trying to present a very positive, as much of a positive picture out of these figures as he can. He says there are some one-off factors which have led to a slightly lower than market expectations, as you said, but he quibbles with that a bit. He says it comes in, you know, roughly on market expectations, but he says some one-off factors, mining exports fell by about 7%. Because of things like bad weather, it meant that there were some major port closures when there aren't usually at that at this time of the year for the June quarter. So let's have a little bit of, listen to a little bit of how the Treasurer, Joe Hockey, is describing these figures, particularly trying to put them into a global context.
Economic growth we had in the last quarter was in line with expectations. Of course, it bounces around from quarter to quarter, but it was in line with our overarching expectation to have 2.5% growth in the last financial year. We remain committed, absolutely committed, to our growth forecast going forward. But the good news is that the unemployment rate was lower than we forecast in the budget. Quite clearly, there is a resilience in the Australian economy that other economies that have huge exposure to commodity prices could only wish for. Commodity prices are hitting the Canadian economy very hard. So too have commodity prices hit the Australian economy very hard. And yet, we've had annual growth of 2.5%, which is very reassuring that the diversification of the Australian economy and our capacity to cope is starting to deliver the resilience that we always hope for, but most importantly, lay the foundations for future improved growth.
That's the Treasurer, Joe Hockey, in Sydney, reacting to those GDP figures that are out this lunchtime. Say, Naomi, is Labor buying in on these numbers?
Well, as much as you'd expect the Treasurer to be talking up these figures, the opposition has a more pessimistic view. In the opposition leader Bill Shorten's words, he spoke just after they were released. He says they're gravely concerning and are now part of a firm trend under this coalition government. The opposition is campaigning on the theme of jobs just as much as the government, and we've seen consistently each side of politics interpret the various figures that we have on employment and unemployment to their benefit. So, not surprisingly, the impact that these figures, or the story that these figures might tell about jobs, was a key theme of Mr. Shorten's response.
It is gravely concerning that the economic growth numbers for this country came in at half what the market expected. It has now cemented a trend under Mr. Abbott and his Liberals. Every quarter since Mr. Abbott and his Liberals got elected 2 years ago, economic growth has come in below trend. And this explains why we have the highest number of unemployed people in Australia in 20 years, 800,000 people. Our growth is down under Mr. Abbott, and what's happening is Australians are losing their jobs as a result.
That's the Federal Labor leader Bill Shorten with his reaction to the GDP figures. Our political reporter there, Naomi Woodley.